Testivity Audio Course, Series 63, Module 1, Uniform Securities Act, Definition of Terms.
The Uniform Securities Act broadly defines person as any group or individual, other than a minor, a mentally incompetent individual, or a deceased individual. Therefore, almost anything is a person for the purpose of this test. That includes organizations, trusts, associations, government, political subdivision of a government, bank, mutual fund. If it's not a minor, mentally incompetent, or dead, it's a person. The term security is also very broadly defined as written evidence of ownership where performance depends on the efforts of a third party. Under the Uniform Securities Act, almost anything can be categorized a security, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, notes, CDs, variable insurance products, warrants, rights, options, DPPs, warehouse receipts, multi-level distributorship agreements, merchandise marketing programs, collateral trust certificates, oil and gas drilling programs, ownership interest in farmland, animals, real estate, and any other instrument commonly known as a security. You'll be better off understanding and recognizing instruments that are specifically excluded from the definition of security. Those include foreign currencies, fixed insurance products and endowments, collectibles, commodities or future contracts, jewelry, precious metals, and of course retirement accounts. While there are no guarantees in this industry, and you should purge that word from your vocabulary, there is such a thing as a guaranteed security. A guaranteed security is a security whose interest, dividend, and/or principal payment is guaranteed by someone other than the issuer, typically a parent company. Beware that a guaranteed security is not collateralized by anything, and calling it a guaranteed security does not necessarily make it safe. When you see the word administrator on this exam, it is referring to the state securities administrator. Every state has one. It's the official who regulates and enforces securities law at the state level. The administrator is appointed by the governor for a term of 6 years. Their general objective is to protect the investing public. They also deny, suspend, and revoke registration and licenses when appropriate, perform investigations and issue subpoenas, audit books and records of broker-dealers and investment advisors, and interpret, repeal, and create securities law. An issuer is any person who issues or proposes to issue a security. An issuer transaction is just a primary market transaction, while a non-issuer transaction is any transaction other than a primary market transaction, e.g. secondary market transaction, third market transaction, etc. An offer is the indication of willingness to buy or sell a security, or any recommendation made by a registered person to buy or sell a security. A sale is the transfer of beneficial ownership of an assessable security, or entering into a contract to dispose of a security for value. Straight from the Act, a recommendation is any affirmative act or statement that endorses, solicits, requests, or commends a securities transaction to a customer, or intentionally aids a person to engage in such conduct. A solicitation is any oral, written, or other communication used to offer or sell a security. An accredited investor is an investor to whom the provisions of the Uniform Securities Act do not apply. The Act was written to protect the investing public, not professional investors such as banks, savings and loans, trust companies, investment companies, insurance companies, broker-dealers, government agencies, or even individuals with net worth in excess of $1 million and annual income in excess of $200,000. An agent or registered representative is an individual, that's a natural person, who represents a broker-dealer or the issuer of securities. An investment advisor representative, or IAR, again is an individual or natural person, who represents an investment advisor. A broker-dealer is a business entity engaged in the business of effecting securities transactions for its own account or for the account of others. When executing a transaction on behalf of a client, a broker-dealer acts in the capacity of broker in what is called an agency transaction and charges a commission for its services. When executing a transaction for its own account, the broker-dealer acts in the capacity of dealer in what is called a principal transaction and charges a markup or markdown for its services. An investment advisor is any person, typically a business entity, who offers investment advice or recommendations or prepares research reports for compensation. The Act of 1940 requires anyone meeting this definition to register with the State Securities Administrator or the SEC as an investment advisor. The National Securities Market Improvement Act of 1996 eliminated dual registration by restructuring the division of responsibilities between federal regulators and state securities administrators. Key concepts of NSMIA, National Securities Market Improvement Act, include investment advisors with over $30 million in assets under management must register with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. Investment advisors with under $25 million in assets under management must register with the State Securities Administrator. Investment advisors with between $25 and $30 million in assets under management may choose with whom they will register. Also note, all mutual funds and other investment companies must register federally with the SEC. Pension plans with over $50 million in assets must register with the SEC. And federally covered securities and investment advisors are exempt from registration at the state level, but the administrator may require a notice filing, which is an informational copy of what was filed with the SEC.